you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
All right, good morning. 938-9400. All right, what's trending?
Another death being linked to vaping as the number of vaping-related illnesses in the U.S. continues to grow. A man in Missouri, St. Louis, is what they consider the eighth victim of this vaping-related illness that is plaguing the country.
So we got to find out. Sure, at this point, what were they vaping? Did somebody go pick up the vape?
Yeah. They don't know exactly what's causing it. They think it's off-market brand, like people buying black market brand liquids, and then the levels of vitamin E found in some of the vaping products. You're never supposed to like inhale vitamin E oil.
Okay.
Like that is apparently something that they're mixing. They're cutting some of these black market versions with. And that is what's causing a lot of these symptoms, or at least they see the same markers with vitamin E as they do with these.
But we don't really know yet. Okay.
They're still, that's why they're launching the investigation.
The other question is, do people know they're buying black market vaping products?
That's what I wonder. Yeah. The FDA is now launching a criminal probe. They're going to look at the chemical composition of these products and try to narrow in on this. New iPhone is out today.
Yay!
There were lines outside the door around the world. People lined up, hardcore fans, trying to get their paws on the iPhone 11. Today also is when the iOS 13, the new software system update, drops. So
yeah, they're saying it, you know, with the technology now and, you know, this constant release of phones like this, that people aren't camping out for them anymore.
Well, they keep ticking them up like this. Like, will someday it be the iPhone 57? Doesn't it kind of get silly?
Yes, it does.
They got creative with the 10. Remember, they made it an, I mean, it was still the 10, but they made it an X.
Is like, that creative? Like,
well, I'm saying they tried to shake it up a little bit. Creative as far as like somebody named Steve was spitballing, I guess, and it stuck. But yes, I know what you mean. iPhone 57 really doesn't have a cool factor attached to it. The cool factor for Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is being truly tested this week as a third documented incident of racist makeup has come forward. Earlier in the week, Justin Trudeau was revealed that he'd gone into brown face at a fundraiser when he was a teacher at a school in Vancouver.
Who did he dress like in that one? He was dressed like Aladdin from the movie Aladdin, and he put face paint on.
Okay.
And he got out in front of it with the media. He was like, yeah, I did that. That was bad. I shouldn't do that. By the way, I also did it again when I was in high school. So there's that.
But that
was just thrown out there like he did in high school.
Okay, so just way ahead of it and it's like, sorry. You know,
which
I didn't know it was wrong.
All of these stories
then,
to me, are just so silly. It's, again, I don't think these people have to go on an ice flow.
No.
It's obviously insensitive to people, but back in the day, nobody made a big deal.
No.
I bet you his story would be, you know, when I did it at a party, people didn't throw eggs at me.
The question is, would he do
people
it now?
People have become more aware that it's, you know, culturally insensitive. But
right. I mean, things change.
People used to do it to be racist. It's not the same thing as, I think, the people that were going to a costume party. But anyway, I also, at the same time, don't know anyone who's ever done it. I don't understand why people
go all in on a costume
like that.
Even
back in the day, never thought, I'm going to go as a black guy for Halloween and put on.
Yeah. Remember the movie, was it Soul Man?
Yeah, but for the record, Justin Trudeau's probably like our age, and there was a movie, there were lots of movies like that.
Yes, there was.
Soul Man was C. Thomas Howell from The Outsiders, and the premise was he wanted to get a college scholarship, so it's a Hollywood movie.
Yeah.
And then it's so over the top that he goes in blackface and gets a college scholarship.
It would absolutely
and
never.
And like Radon Chong falls for it.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I'll date you.
It's awful. It's very obvious. I think you start taking some kind of weird tanning pills.
But I mean, I just think, you know, everybody loves to hate on America. It's like, well, here's Canada, who supposedly Trudeau was so perfect. Everybody, loves him. He's so, you know, and it's like, well, everybody's flawed, people.
And everyone has a past.
I will say this. He went all in on all of these. I mean, this was very committed to character. I mean, having seen all of the images, like, it's not badly done. Like, I don't know if he had a costumer or what. Like, he was like 150% going in on the Arabian Nights theme party. Oh, yeah.
Well,
I mean, it was like all in.
Remember, that's the thing. Like, at Halloween, you better pay attention. You can't go as somebody other than yourself
anymore. There's a Halloween costume getting a little play. Did you see that the internet's going nuts about a sexy Mr. Rogers costume that's available this Halloween?
Well, isn't that always the deal? If you're able to pull off a sexy anything, that you try and go for the hardest angle to pull.
If you can pull off.
You're pretty hot if you can pull off, I'm a sexy outhouse, you know, cleaner.
Right.
You know.
So this is sexy Mr. Rogers. And
I'm a sexy porta potty scrubber. Sounds gross until you see her. You're like, dude, she's all hot. She's got like a mask on her face so she can't smell the poop. But then it's just boobs.
I think they just repurposed that. I mean, they just look nothing like this.
It's just
like
a girl in hot pants wearing a half shirt red sweater with a tie.
This is such a non-story.
And then somehow Mr. Rogers, when she tells you.
It's called the nicest neighbor getup, and it comes with hand puppets, like the hand puppets, like the tiger and the king from the whatever mystery land and Mr. Rogers, where he goes to whatever the land is, make believe town. So it's like you're looking at it.
You don't know a whole lot about Mr. Rogers, do you?
I can't remember what the name of that place was. Where did the train go?
The switch. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
I can't remember where the train goes, but yes, optional puppets of King Friday and Henrietta Pussycat. Meow, meow.
It's a neighborhood of make-believe. That's what that is, Molly, is what I'm saying. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Decorate your house like it. You know so much about it.
I don't.
No, you don't.
That's the thing. No, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, don't.
All right, what else?
Yeah,
anything
you got
else?
One more story for us. Go ahead.
So if you're concerned that if you're caught in a situation where you need a stranger's help, that people just keep on walking by, apparently most of us are incorrect thinking that bystander apathy is a thing. They say most strangers actually do stop to help out a victim in a public scrimmage. So, like, if you have...
Public scrimmage?
Public fight.
Okay.
Scrimmage.
Oh,
skirmish.
Fight is skirmish.
Yeah.
Or scrimmage.
Yeah.
If you yell, help!
Help!
Well, look at, for example, that Venmo guy with the Bush Light. That's a good example of help. The guy put that sign up going to replenish Bush Light, and everyone's random strangers are just throwing him cash. So what do they say? 90% of people do it. So if you need help, don't be fearful of it.
If his sign said... I need help. I have a ... He'd have less sympathy.
Probably so.
That guy got like, you know, comedic sympathy. People were like, that's hilarious.
Right.
I'll give him $1. I'm curious how many individual donors tallied that up.
Like, okay.
You know.
With that particular one.
Yeah, I doubt anyone gave him $5,000. Maybe now, because he's giving it to charity. But at first, right, that was the guy that said, I need more money for Bush Light.
But if you're having an issue, like car issue, for example.
Would somebody stop?
And they're saying 90% people probably would. If you ask. I'm sure if you waved your hand, better yet, somebody would stop.
I'm saying, helping the guy on TV took zero commitment.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm sitting there. I got out my phone. I went to Venmo.
You weren't going to get your face punched.
Side of the road might be like, do you know how to change a tire?
Yeah.
How many hours do you have to commit to drive that guy?
Yeah, that's true. I don't stop. I don't think a lot of people do, so I don't know how great this thing is.
Can't get enough of the Big Party Show?
Get what you missed this morning with Big Party. DeGan and Molly
at channel941.com.
Today's National Pepperoni Pizza Day, so if you're looking to get some pizza, I'm sure there's deals here and there. Do you like celebrating these days?
No, yeah. I hate them. To me, it sounds like, here's what you should say.
Okay.
Today's National Pizza Day because what else would we talk about?
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I mean, isn't every day National Pizza Day?
I got pizza with me now.
National Burger Day. National.
Something
I mean, it's
day.
Never like, today is National Go to the Library and Pick Out a Book About Religion and Learn About It.
If there is
I think there might be.
They don't talk about it.
No. So it's just the most.
If you go down the rabbit hole of days, it's pretty exhaustive. Like, I mean, we only maybe say talk about the pepperoni day, but it might be a go to the library, get a book on religion.
But again, like
teach
you said,
yourself.
Well, according to who? We don't talk about it.
But according to who is what I'm saying.
There is like a list. There is like an international board or panel of people that like discern days.
You just made that up.
No, I seriously went down the rabbit hole recently.
Give us your research.
We want to hear it.
Tell us the name of the board, the Star Chamber that sits in a room and goes,
yes.
So next month on that Friday, is it going to be pizza or is it quesadilla day? And they argue back and forth.
I mean, it's
you pull it up. I'm going to hit the song. We're going to come back to that. All right.
Are we going to eat pizza today?
I brought a couple pieces. You can have one, but it's not pepperoni. I just have pizza left over from last night. Just grabbed out of the fridge and drug in here. But I'll share.
Pass.
Big Party, DeGan and Molly.
This is the Big Party Morning Show
on Channel 94.1. You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.
All right, Molly, give it to us.
So there's a website called nationaldaycalendar.com where you can register your days, but there's also this thing called Chase's Yearly Almanac that acts as a sort of loose gatekeeper for national days and months. Now, the more exhaustive list is at nationaldaycalendar.com, and you can like click on one of the tabs and say like, I want to register a national day. There's no voting process. I'm just saying like, it's just, if you wanted to get like out there and recognize, there are like channels in which you go through.
Is there a lot of pushback when somebody said we should make today National Pizza Day? Do you think everybody on the panel went, okay?
Yes.
All right, next on the ballot.
Well, I think Pizza Day has too much because
should there's we do pizza?
There's a natural National Pizza Day, same day as Pie Day, and now we have Pepperoni Pizza Day. Now, when's Sausage Day?
Today is National Fried Rice Day, National String Cheese Day, Punch Day, Tradesman Day, National POW MIA Recognition Day. I mean, I'm just saying you can really go. I'm excited about punch. Move over pepperoni pizza. Let's
talk about
punch.
How'd you
like
to be the guy who's still a POW someplace and today is National POW Day and we're all like, yeah, I'd rather talk about pizza though.
Or punch.
And the guy who's a POW is like, I'd love to have pizza, but I'm
or string
in jail
cheese.
In another country. But
or fried rice. These are all the things.
When are we going to get
you can celebrate today?
Giordano's in Omaha. That's what I want.
That seems like a bad rumor.
If you want to have a genuine National Pizza Day conversation in Omaha, Nebraska, we were supposedly going to get one of the biggest chains out of Chicago to come to Omaha. World Herald ran the story. There were lots of stories. We've never heard the finale there.
What I
heard
was this.
There about supposedly one Giordano's was coming to Omaha, and like, it is an amazing pizza.
Like the Storm Area 51, someone started that. Giordano's jumped on this thing and, you know, did the contest. And so you like the page. Remember, that was all about like it, and they're going to move here. Well, then they kind of cornered them. They're like, going, all right, we're going to move there. But then it came down to brass tacks. They're like, that wasn't our promotion. That was some Facebook thing. So I don't know if we're ever going to get it, at least in the near future. But yeah, they
have responded. Giordano's said that Omaha was on their radar.
Yeah. On the radar. But yeah, that whole thing that they did where, you know, someone was saying, they're coming here, and, you know, vote, turned out to be not quite them,
man. You
know. But that would be great. I mean, no one ever really talks about the best pizza in town. It's always the best burger, the best whatever, taco. But yeah, Giordano's would be great to have in this
Their
in the
final
city,
comment, you know? Was, their initial response was, mm-hmm. We don't have plans at the moment, but Omaha is most definitely on our radar.
Right.
And then they followed with, we are super excited to finally share the news. The response from Omaha has been overwhelming.
Okay, cool.
But that, you know, there was never a definitive saying, okay, so they're paying attention. So does Giordano's usually, are they any other cities?
Yeah,
they do have other ones outside of Chicago.
They're in Vegas. I've seen a couple of them in Vegas. Everything's in Vegas. Outside of everywhere else, I don't.
What is the
other.
Best pizza in Chicago?
In Chicago,
Lou Malnati's.
The Chicago gal.
Is it?
Is it Lou Malnati's or is it? By the way, I went to a funeral this year, and one of the Malnati's was there.
Oh, weird!
Oh my God! Did you ask them for their crust recipe? Shake them down in the bathroom.
I thought it was tacky at a funeral.
Maybe, or the perfect time. you know, everybody's grieving.
But I mean, it was an old, it was one of the kids or somebody. It might have been the heir. It was an older fella, but it was So Mundy Mel Nadi. They're like, holy cow, that's, this was a funeral in Chicago.
Lou Mel Nadi is like, if you're going to really shell out, like when we order pizza, we have tiers of pizza, which we get delivered. And Lou Mel Nadi is like, we're treating ourselves.
So give me the tiers. Let's say on your scale, Mel Nadi is a 10.
Yes.
What is Giordano's?
Giordano's is like an eight or a nine. Yeah. I mean, Giordano's is more known for their deep dish. And that's like for basically when people visit. And I don't know anybody in town that actually eats deep dish on the regular if you live in Chicago.
Because you can't ever finish
it. It's more like a visitor. No.
I've never finished a pizza at Giordano's or Mel Nadi's, but I've always been happy. And it's the one where like I'm visiting and I can't take it to go because where am I going to put it?
Right.
Exactly. But it is a crime to give it away. Where they go, you want me to box up the rest of your Lou Mel Nadi's? And I'm like,
give it to
no.
the table next to me.
Yeah,
I know.
Please give it a good home.
We got Rachel here. Rachel, do you know where there's another one at? What's the deal?
Yes, there's one in Des Moines. I was actually there just a couple weeks ago.
Okay. Oh, they're in Des Moines then. All right.
That surprises me. Wow.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's by the Jordan Creek Mall. So
okay.
And was it awesome?
That was really good. Yeah, it was really awesome. I missed the Chicago one, and I wanted to. Really wanted some here, so then when it came somewhat close to us, I
maybe
when
you, did you get deep dish?
I did. That's the only way you
okay.
get it.
Yeah, I hear you. That is really the only one. Maybe we should campaign to have it here.
Maybe we don't need it. Maybe they probed the market and said that there's not an interest. I mean, we should be fair to our hometown pizza. I only like this too because they're deep dish, meaning it's a giant thick pie with a big...
You have to go get it.
Butter crust, but maybe they're like people in Omaha love their pizza.
Yeah.
They like their Valentinos. They like their Godfathers.
And their La Casa.
No, thank you.
You know, so hey, hey, thanks for calling. Have a great day,
Rachel.
You're welcome.
Okay. Have a great day.
Okay. We'll take your calls. 938-9400.
Yeah, La Casa. That's different.
Oh, so good.
It is fantastic. All
what about
right.
Zio's.
Zio's. Awesome. I've been getting.
To be fair, I still eat Zio's once a month.
You should. Really? Zio's? Well, because you're right
awesome.
Down there. By,
you know?
I mean,
let's talk to Mr. Nick first. Nick, you want to talk pizza? What's up?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, man?
So you got my mouth watering earlier talking about pizza on my drive home. And as I like to think I have a knack for tasting out good pizza, I figured I'd call. So my grandpa, growing up, had a pizza restaurant across from Yankee Stadium in the Bronx. And then my dad... did the same thing when he grew up, wanted to do the same, got one of his cousins together, and they started a pizza restaurant in Queens. So when I moved here into Omaha, I don't know, have you guys heard of Topper's Pizza here?
Yeah. Yep.
You bet.
Yep.
Okay, so one of my buddies is running Topper's Pizza, and I thought, all right, you know what, all of this fast food pizza, all kind of the same. I've had real pizza, and I cannot get over... specifically the mac and cheese pizza, which is my absolute favorite, the tater tot pizza, and a few of the other specialty pizzas they have. So I just wanted to see what your guys' thoughts were.
I'd never even heard of that such a thing, but that's something I would definitely try.
Tater tot pizza.
Wow.
Carb on carb action.
Yeah, absolutely. Nick, we'll give that a shot. Wow, what a
deal. Hey, real quick,
though,
how did you wind up in Omaha? I mean, you're saying your family had some classic pizza joints in New York and Brooklyn. How'd you wind up in Omaha?
Yeah, actually kind of funny. When we were in New York, Cabela's found my dad through JCPenney, where he worked previously to that, and sent out a headhunter. And before we lived in New York, actually, we had lived, I was born in Athens, Greece, New Mexico, Dallas, Texas. And I'll never forget watching my mom cry when she saw the video of Sydney, Nebraska, and my dad said, yep, we're moving.
Oh, God bless her.
Hey, Nick, thanks for calling, man. Call in more often, okay?
That's funny.
Thanks again.
All right, see you, buddy.
There's like a job hunter commercial.
Yeah, which one?
Out there that I see all the time where it's very woke and modern because it's the gal looks up and she goes, I got the job. If you've seen it, and the husband's holding a cup of coffee and he goes, I guess we're moving.
Right.
He doesn't pause for a second. There's like not an ounce of stress. He's the very supportive husband, but she looks up from the computer and goes, I got the job. And he just goes, I guess we're moving, and takes a sip. Like, I've no one would ever react.
No.
It would be some level of like, we are.
Yeah, I know.
Or yay! Or no! The guy just goes, I guess we're moving.
All right, let's build a team, Molly. What's up?
Liam Payne is saying that One Direction at the height of their fame was fighting. Apparently, Payne and Louis Tomlinson hated each other during the height of One Direction. Now, super close. He, when asked, like, who was the last person from 1D he spoke to, he was like, it was Louis. So apparently they ironed things out, but at, you know, when they were all smiling and singing, those two were feuding backstage.
You know, I don't know any of the 1D guys personally, but I always thought Louis would be my bro.
Yeah.
That guy seems to me, I always thought he was the coolest one.
He is.
I know everybody loves Harry, but I thought Louis looked cool.
Which guy is the long flowing brown hair? That
Harry.
Quit first? Not her, the long flowing, I'm sorry, the short haired guy that quit, that was... He was the
Zane.
First. Zane. Yeah.
Just, here's Louis' single.
All right, here we
so
go.
So he's got, or Liam's single.
I like it. Him, I got
dreams and they be it's called Stack It Up.
To be a better guy, but that word enough to satisfy. I got dreams for you and I got money on my mind. So if you wanna stack it up, man, you gotta work for it. Aye, 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 aye. Ain't nobody gonna be doing it.
Since you got Sharon.
I like it.
It does sound like that.
This is Liam Payne, people of One Direction.
Yeah.
And Liam was teasing the fact that there could be a One Direction reunion. Seems like everybody's on board. The only person whose mind doesn't know where it's at is Harry. He said, you know, that's the one. I don't really know where his head's at with the idea of a 1D reunion. Mm. Kanye West has beat out his best friend Jay-Z as the top earning, highest paid hip-hop artist, according to Forbes. Kanye pulled in $150 million in the last year. A lot of that he can say thanks to Adidas, who did his Yeezy collaboration, you know, the shoes and the stuff. Apparently, Jay-Z...
Look at that, $150 million. That's top. Jay-Z second at $81
million. Yeezy's got those new shoes that look like Crocs.
They're
the
just
stuff
terrible.
That your mom wore when she was gardening.
Yeah.
Everybody wants them.
And what I wear when I'm mowing.
Dude, everything old is new again.
Absolutely it is. I don't like the Crocs, but... Jeez, third place Drake, 75. Diddy's at 70. $70 million. Oh, my
God. Look at Eminem hanging out down there, though.
15. You got to love that. You got to love that. He retired and he's back. Yeah, we love Eminem here.
He only did like three shows and he made all that money, remember? That was like the big thing.
Yeah.
And Forbes, apparently, Cardi B has slammed them for placing Nicki Minaj higher than her on that list.
Okay.
Minaj is the first woman on the list, $29 million. Cardi is right behind her with 28. And she's like, what? Where are you getting these numbers from? They're way off.
What?
Cardi is so upset.
Of course. Because I need
you. You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1.